I don't think I've ever known a show to have so much fan base. 33 million people watched it. That's a lot of people. So you're going to watch Game of Thrones? Your husband into Game of Thrones?
You know what? I think I'm the only person standing that has never once caught an episode.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. There's no desire. But I'm obviously, I'm missing something.
Okay. You're missing drama. You're missing...
I get enough of that.
Peter Dinklage.
Already. I have two daughters.
You're missing incredible acting. You're missing a lot of nakedness. Blood, guts, fighting.
I don't like blood
power
guts.
Struggles.
Eh.
Oh, it's great.
I know.
Scheming,
it's
conniving.
Me.
It's it's so good. Dragons. Oh, come on. And walkers.
Maybe I just haven't... I don't know. I'm obviously clearly missing something. Or... there's somebody, I don't know if there's anybody else out there like me, but I have no, even when you describe it, when I see the previews and people talking about it, I was like, I have no, like zero interest in even dedicating any kind of time to it. Then you get these fanatics, that, where was your friend? What were you telling me, that one friend? What were they doing?
My friend Mike invited, we were at a birthday party last weekend, and he's like, guys, come. We, there's like four of us that all geek out and go to all like the Marvel movies and all of the, like Avengers is coming out. We're like, we go to, you know, Captain America. We just do all
that's
of these.
Another thing that everybody's like, the minute you watch it, like I've missed the boat on it, but the minute you watch it, you're going to be sucked in. Those Marvel movies.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Any of those superhero movies, you know? Doesn't matter if it's, you know, okay. He invited me to his party. It begins at...
Party for the season kickoff?
Last season kickoff? On Sunday, yeah.
Okay.
They are starting the entire previous season watching. They're going to watch the entire previous season that day.
That day,
yeah.
Like, how many episodes are we talking? How long is that?
Hours and hours.
So is it like a party where you just come and go and pick? You know, just the seasons will be playing in the background.
Just the last season from the episode one to the last one, and we're all going to catch up. And it's going to be 12 hours. Start at 9 o'clock. Come on over, and 9 a.m. We're going to start the show.
And I have this weird image in my mind. I don't know if I'm the only person or if you have it too when you're listening to Scott tell the story. Is this a weird thing with just you and the bros on the couch watching 12 hours of Game of Thrones?
No, there are a lot of fangirls too.
This party that's invited, what you're referring to, that party? They're the wives, significant. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's everybody.
Okay, because that would be hysterical. This, it was just you and the bros sitting on the couch watching Game of Thrones.
No, it's not like Super Bowl where all the girls are talking in the kitchen and the guys are watching football. It's different.
No, I thought the girls weren't even invited. That would be awesome.
It's a co-ed party. It's he's got the Game of Thrones. Okay. He's got all of the different banners for all the different kingdoms hanging in his house. He had
in the house?
In the house,
permanent decorations or just for the party?
It's permanent decorations.
Stop it.
And he is so into Game of Thrones that when he got his house, there was a pool in the backyard, an above ground pool, round one.
Yeah.
And that was taken down. And so now there's a big sand, circle. He dug down in and made a giant Game of Thrones fire pit.
The size of a pool?
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. Hi, the boys. Good morning.
Good morning, Sandy. You're not the only one. I've yet to see a single episode of Game of Thrones.
There you go.
There's two.
Say it proudly. Yeah, just you and me.
Well, Sandy, I don't know about everybody else, but I don't like starting something that's a series and then end up missing it and have to watch it in recording. I like to watch it when it's first on.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I get too busy, so then my schedule changes, and then I can't watch the next episode. So anything that's a series, I've never seen.
So
you've never binged anything, right?
The last binge that I did, or the last show like that I got hooked, was Lost. And I'm still angry about how that ruled my life for as long as that show was on.
Yeah.
Well, I did when I was younger. But as, life goes on, you get married, you have family, and things get busy. It's like, no, a series for me just doesn't work. But I like to sit down and watch it when it's on, as you can maybe say, fresh. It's the first thing. You saw it first. You're not seeing it.
Yeah.
You're not hearing about it because now you got to wait for a recording to watch it. But everybody around you is talking about it.
Yes.
It doesn't create a fear of loss for you? Like, you want to go and catch up?
No, because I want to watch it when I want to watch it.
Uh-huh.
And then if I have to watch it under a recording, I'm already knowing what's going on, who's passed away, who's won, who killed the dragon. Because I haven't even had a chance to watch it. It's like, come on, guys, be quiet.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hi to Buzz. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, Sandy, make that three of us.
Oh, yes.
You're getting on a roll now. I have no desire to watch it either.
We're fine. We're fine being a small group of people.
Hi, the Buzz.
You know, I was dead set against watching it. I thought, oh, my God, what a stupid show.
Right.
last Christmas, my daughter and her boyfriend were home, and they had HBO Go, and they watched a couple episodes.
Uh-huh.
My husband and I looked at it, went, wow, this show's pretty good. We went to the library and got all the DVDs from the library and watched all the season.
Did you?
Yes.
So are you ready for Sunday?
Well, no, because I found the show kind of hard to follow that I just soon wait till it's all over with and binge watch it.
Then binge watch it.
Yep. So that's my plan.
My wife got so into it. My son has a bearded dragon. You know, the lizard. And
yep.
Of course, they're now off as young adults, and Gandalf is living at our house. And so I take care of it. She would take Gandalf and put it on her shoulder like Daenerys would when the baby dragons were born. And he would sit there and watch TV with my wife. I've got pictures of it. It's hilarious.
That's pretty good.
Anyway, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Hi, the Buzz.
So Sandy may not care, but we can actually win a lot of really cool Game of Thrones prizes if you Google American Red Cross Game of Thrones. You can actually win the throne.
Oh, come on. Really?
Google it. Check out the article.
That.
And there's some blood drives that are going on right now. If people are donating, they can get in and get some cool Game of Thrones stuff.
Oh my, you can give blood, get Game of Thrones swag. That's
right?
That's how, Sandy, that truly is how encompassing it is. And it's funny, here's a great stat I heard today. 4,000 gallons of fake blood they've used in the entire season.
Oh, God.
See, now you can see the relay to the American Red Cross, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Awesome. Thanks for the call.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Can you imagine? I donate blood. I'm like, no, thanks. Keep your Game of Thrones nonsense.
Oh, my God.
So everybody would be like, what? I'll take hers.
Are you familiar with the throne?
Yeah, itself? From the Super Bowl commercial.
Okay, there you go.
I'm telling you, that's all I know. Game of Thrones knowledge is from what you people talk about here at the station and then any commercials that reference it. That's it.
That
I know.
Is
well, what are you gonna do?
Amazing. All right, it's 98.9 to Buzz, Spisano, and Sandy. Good morning.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.